Welcome to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast Rekindled, a bi-weekly show about magic, spirituality, healing, and the unified theory of weirdness. I'm your host, Ross Cessna. Let's light it up. Hey, what is up? It is Ross. We are back with episode 11. We're going to talk about some of my odd experiences, and I'm not going to waste any time. Let's get into a quick overview of everything. So we're going to talk about glowing orbs, out-of-body experiences, spiritual emergencies, this witch lady from California, spiritual awakenings, my camping trip, and a couple other little fun little nuanced things along the way. All of that said, let's get into it. Glowing orbs. So my glowing orb story is this. I was working at a restaurant in California at the time. My coworker and I were going to take a break. We went outside to smoke a cigarette in a bowl in the back alley behind where we worked. And we noticed these two glowing orange orbs appear out of nowhere and begin drifting towards us silently. It was around the 4th of July. Initially, we thought that they might have been Roman candle type things, but they drifted towards us slowly. They were not making any noise, and then they shot up and then disappeared when they got close enough to us. Completely mind-blowing. I have no clue to this day what that was. I've reached out to that guy 5 or 6 years after the event, and I asked him, like, do you remember that happening? That was real, correct? And he was like, yeah, dude, I remember that. My personal belief is that was some type of energy or something, seeing if I was ready for the experiences that were to follow. I don't know if that makes any sense, but intuitively, that's what I picked up from it. It was a really profound experience. That said, let's move on. Out-of-body experience. So my first out-of-body experience that I can recall occurred maybe 6 months, 7 months later to the orb. I don't really know the series of events of how this stuff played out is somewhat shaky to me, like timeline wise, but the out of body experience, I was at my apartment. I had just eaten, hash brownies and I was starting to feel them come on. Right. And I was having a panic attack cause I ate way too much. And I felt like I was going to die, so I went to lay down in my bed. And then when I woke up, I was standing on the wall watching myself sleep. And from that experience, I completely lost track of reality and saw, like, complete blackness. Then I saw a star form, a universe, or a solar system form around the stars, like planets form around the stars. I focused in on one particular planet and watched it go from lifeless to having life, to that life evolving to the point of ecological collapse, and that planet die, and the star burn out, and the galaxy like collapse, like thermal heat death. So that was a really intense experience. And since then, I've trained myself to be able to do some astral projection and do different things in meditative states. But that was still like I was rocketed out of my body in those experiences. And people would say that that was just the hash because there is like history of hash giving people visions. But that was definitely something a lot more than that, it feels like. It's written about an esoteric lore too, similar types of experiences. So I thought that that was neat. And then spiritual emergency number one comes up shortly after that. By this point, I was living in California. I was dating a young lady. We had been together in kind of a rocky relationship. So there was always a lot of tension. And that tension isn't good for some of the conditions that I have first off, but I was partaking more than I usually would. And I was looking for a solution. to a lot of the stress that I was feeling and just partying too much, and I got disconnected from reality, right? That's one of the things that I found is my mania isn't bad when I can keep it in check. It's when I really start buying into a lot of the thinking of it that it can create these spiritual emergencies for me. But anyhow, this is when I first kind of woke up. And the easiest way to describe it, it was a fight of good versus evil. First off, within me, and like coming to terms with the fact that I had to change up a lot of how I lived. And then in seeing the world in a lot broader view than what I was accustomed to. But then there was layers of there being like aliens here with us and all of this other weird shit from the like some of the more bizarre content that I was digesting at the time. Because I was on like the weird side of YouTube back in the day when there was a lot, when they censored things a lot less. And I was into some interesting stuff. But that spiritual emergency really shook me up because it was underlying both the highs that one could experience in spirituality and then like the lows of some dark things. It was a tense time, is the best way that I can put it. But one of the things about that time, and this still rings true, is there was this lady and there was like a psychic gift. That's one of the things that I think I really missed explaining, talking about spiritual emergency number one. One of the clear things that was there was like a sense of me picking up intuitively on stuff and deciphering people's thoughts and there being like hidden messages within things. And there was a lot of those, but it's interesting because a lot of the messages that I needed to hear are stuff that I didn't want to hear. And a lot of what I actually heard was distortion and noise created by me not wanting to hear some stuff that was probably healthy for me. Anyhow, which lady it was this lady who I had several different experiences with. And there was like intuitively things synced up in weird ways. Like I was thinking about how I was here to help other people in their own awakening process. And she talked about like the lights being on, like helping turn the lights on. But then she was referencing something in the physical world. And I was thinking metaphysical, but there was like this dual layer of meaning there. But anyhow, I was getting ready to pack and move back home after my spiritual emergency like completely rocked my foundation and ruined my relationship and took me away from my job and all of that stuff. And this witch lady walked by and she like could sense my whole experience. And I was thinking, wow, this is so trippy how this lady's picking up on everything. And she was like, life is one big strange trip. And it like kept the magic alive of those experiences, even though, because by this point, I think it's important to understand too. When I first had my spiritual emergencies, I discredited a lot of what I experienced and thought it was only insanity. And this lady validated some of the more spiritual aspects of things. And it was like a touchstone to help me navigate when I disconnected from the larger plan. Then I moved back home and life was flat. Spiritual emergency number two came about from me mixing up a bunch of non-illegal herbs in really weird quantities and ingesting that, one of which was Blue Lotus. And then I mixed pot with Blue Lotus, which you're not supposed to do. And I was in like full out psychedelic, disconnected from reality mode for like 2 to 3 months. I was invoking like Viking gods, even though I had no knowledge of any of that stuff. And I say that like jokingly, because it really wasn't what I was doing. I was like having bonfires, and this is during the polar vortex when it was like negative 50 degrees outside. But I was like trying to commune with different spirits. There was a lot of really interesting spiritual overlays of stuff that I would find later and like magical precursors to stuff there. the thing about the spiritual emergencies is it's really, really hard to articulate some of the oddness that's like layered in them. Because a lot of times what happened for me is thoughts would sync up with reality in weird ways to where objectively it doesn't make sense, but like if you're experiencing it, you can't discredit the validity of it, I guess is the best way that I can put it. One such experience was like DUI school for the damned, as I framed it. And that was really this experience when I had to go to DUI school. People's eyes kept turning black, like demons in the show Supernatural. Or they've done it in other shows too, but like pure black. And that to me was indicating like people who had lost themselves. And when this was occurring, my purpose was to not lose myself. That's one of the things that made me not drink heavily at a point, even before I got involved in 12-step recovery at that time. And then I want to talk about the spiritual awakenings that I had in 12-step recovery when I was actively working that program. In terms of like doing different amends, there was weird synchronicities or memories that came up about those events, or like intuitive hints of where to go. And then there would be like pieces of information that were revealed to me or expressed to me. Even in terms of just going to different meetings, I could pick up on information, or the next piece of the puzzle for myself based upon what people were saying, what people were there. So that was a really, really neat experience. And it seemed to stack as well. Like every time I worked a step, it seemed that my life was like syncing with that step at that time. It was a really neat experience and something that was incredibly helpful, but it also wasn't a way that I could live. Bringing it up to more recent times, the camping trip. The camping trip was a lot of really odd experiences stacked. And first day there, I made an offering to the Fae, which was like some keef and a nugget and some other stuff. And that first night, it was just me taking in the scenery and feeling like I was supposed to be there. The following night, I did what was called like meeting the darkness. In one sense, it was about just going out in the dark and going for a walk. But in another, it really was getting in touch with that primal fear of the dark, being in the woods, and also facing yourself, I think, in a big way, facing myself. That was an experience. And then the last night that I stayed there, I had gone out to eat at this one place, and a group of people had come in, and I got like an intuitive hit, and they were like psychically communicating with me, is the easiest way that I can put it. And they straight up told me that they weren't people. And that sounds really, really weird, and I feel uncomfortable saying it even. But then they kind of like played a game where they're like, we're going to come see you later. And I was like worried and scared that they were actually going to come see me that night and knock on my door, but they never did. I don't know, man. It sounds weird. I don't think it was just a thought. Like in terms of having that conversation with those people, even though it was just in my head, because I've never experienced anything like that before. It was just weird. But then here's the thing, shortly after that, like 30 days or so after, spiritual emergency number 3 kicks off. And this one I can recall a little bit more lucidly. I was working with ancestor work and doing some work with the Fae and stuff like that, throwing a lot of magic around. And things got deep. Things got heated. There was a lot of stuff to work through and parse out. And ultimately, it definitely changed my life. There's a lot of picking up the pieces left from that, too. But I think that there's going to be more a more guided path going forward for myself as well, because I've had to slow down and reevaluate how I'm living again and make wiser and healthier choices as a result of it, even though it isn't necessarily how I wanted things to go. You don't always get what you want, right? And then we come to the next episode. I think we're going to start unpacking episodes of the old podcast with new insight, because there's a lot of cool ideas on there that I think would be fun to revisit and maybe add some additional information to, as well as when authors start sending me their books, I can start getting authors on here as well, which will be happening shortly, because like I mentioned previously, I worked out an agreement with a publisher, and they said they would send some books and I could review them, read them, and then have the authors on. So hope that sounds good to y'all. I will talk to you soon. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. If you've enjoyed what you heard, you can show us some support by leaving a kind review wherever you're listening, sharing the show with your friends, and getting involved with our online community with the link in the show notes. We'll chat again soon. May good fortune be with you always. Peace.